Here's a guy that had some success last year, Mike Passarello, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons. They're coming off a playoff season last year. Good job by the Firelands Falcons. They had an 8-2 regular season, advanced to postseason play. Second time in Mike's tenure as the head coach at Firelands that they were in the playoffs. So, first of all, congratulations on that. And now, as I'm sure every member of the South Amherst, Birmingham, and Kipton community have asked you, where do you go from here, Coach?
Yeah, that's a heck of a question. You know, we've talked all offseason about reloading and not rebuilding.
There you go.
We talked about the first time when we made the playoffs in 2011, and then we experienced a rebuilding process for 2 years. Then we went 6-4, and then last year 8-2 and making the playoffs. And, you know, we talked about, do we want to go through the growing pains, or do we want to keep this winning going on? And, you know, winning is you know, six games, and talking after you get that, then we talk about playoffs. So that's kind of our goal right now.
Not to put a one-loss record on it or a playoff appearance on it, but is this a team that can sustain it?
Yes, it is. It is, or we wouldn't have talked about it. They are a very talented group. We lost a great senior class last year. We're a little bit lower on numbers this year, but the talent is there, and you know, we just got to keep improving. We had our first scrimmage last week, and we got to build off of that and keep doing the little things right.
How'd you look?
We look good. We look good, but as we talked about today, you know, we want to make sure that we're preparing ourselves for the best. You know, we're preparing ourselves to play the best. You know, we could stay where we were at in the scrimmage and, you know, win a couple games, or do you want to win a lot of games this year?
What's the key to doing that? How do you get them to realize you've got to get better right now? You can't just wait for that first week.
Well, I think, you know, just with our film session today, pointing out the little things. You know, there's some things where, whether it was blocking, running, or tackling, where, you know, we got the job done, but do we want to get the job done versus a little bit stronger opponent going into our conference and making that happen?
I had your game with Vermilion last year, and what impressed me watching your kids was defensively, you know, especially that night, how good you guys were. How do you see your defense this year?
Well, we bring back quite a bit of starters still. Those guys are still hungry to continue that success. You know, we still expect them to fly the football and, you know, and be in a bad mood when they get there. And, you know, that's kind of been our philosophy since we got there. And we don't really expect anything less.
Again, we're talking with Mike Passarello, head coach over at Firelands High School. Going to the offensive side, you had one of the most dynamic players in Lorain County last year in quarterback Brad Thrasher. I mean, he just made things happen. So who's that dynamic player for Firelands this year? Or what is the offensive philosophy with the Falcons this year?
Well, Brad's going to be a hard one to replace. And, you know, we're going into it of spreading the wealth. And, you know, each person has to carry a little bit more load on their shoulders. We had some juniors get some playing time in the backfield. We've got a quarterback battle going on, and we've got Colin Myers out, a wide receiver, where they've got to shoulder more load to have an offensive production like we've done in the past couple of years.
What are the expectations for this group? I mean, you can tell them a few years ago, you know, you made the playoffs and then you dropped off. And obviously you want to sustain, you know, where you've been. So what are the expectations for this group, and where do they see themselves?
I think they want to continue the success, and the expectations are to continue the success and have a winning record and push for more than that.
Who are going to be some key guys, both offensively and defensively? Who do you build this team around?
Well, Mike Whitaker's been a three-year starter for us at running back. He's a great leader for us. Nick Denny is someone that I think you're going to hear about a lot more this year. He was a sophomore that actually started for us, and he'll be a junior this year playing both ways. Trevor Stavansky up front is a load for us. He's 6'3", 320 pounds, and he's been a four-year starter. So defensively, Larry Verhovic's been a two-year starter for us at inside linebacker. So we got some experience coming back, and we need the leadership with it.
Coach, you get to the playoffs last year. Obviously, the first round didn't go the way you had hoped it would. But for the kids who are coming back that had a taste of that, how important is that for them now to work through the heat and the humidity of this summer, to get ready for the season, saying, hey, we know what that felt like to play when a lot of teams were sitting at home on Friday night. How important is that now as they get ready for this year?
Well, it's huge because, I mean, you know, it didn't end the way we wanted it, but that's what they talk about the most. I mean, they don't talk about the first game of last year. They talk about the last game, and they talk about their experiences. And, you know, Woodridge was a great football team, and but they talk about the good and the bad of that game, and that's kind of where we've carried it all offseason.
I remember being on the field following your Week 10 victory that put you in the playoffs. And when you announced to the kids, I don't know if you had seen it on Twitter or a text, that, you know, it had broke your way and you were in. Just the sheer exuberance of those kids, knowing, hey, we got another week of practice and we have another week to play. I'm sure that kind of fuels them again this year, knowing that feeling. I mean, you can be motivated by how you felt after a loss, but also knowing how you felt that moment when you announced that, hey, guys, we're playing another week. I mean, that can drive them as well.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, the excitement of, you know, everyone finding out, everyone hugging everyone, the community. I mean, you're talking one of the few teams left going into Week 11 in the county. And, you know, it was just a great experience. And that should be a driving force to prove that we can do it again.
No doubt. Well, hey, appreciate you stopping by. Always a pleasure to sit here and talk some football with you. Now, you're not as tan as you were last year, Coach. Hey, last year you came in here, I mean, I think you had just gotten back from vacation or something. Not as much sun this summer using the sunblock?
Yeah, no. I've been working out, though. You didn't say I lost any weight. I've been working out.
Really?
I've been waiting all offseason to talk to you, so.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long offseason.
Well, I'm glad I could fulfill that for you then, Mike.
Yeah.
And we'll bump into each other at Piggy sometime.
I look forward to it. Maybe you'll get a coffee this time.
Speaking of that, were one of you two guys the ones that hit the – somebody hit a jackpot there.
I wouldn't be sitting here tonight.
Was it one of you two guys?
And I don't think he'd be sitting here tonight either.
So it's not you. So somebody else saw the hammer.
Hit the big one in Piggy's?
Oh, it was like $140,000. It was rolling cash five.
Well, Zoltai.
Oh, I missed that one.
Zoltai's the South Amherst resident now. And Piggy's is the demarcation point. He stays on his side, and I stay on my side. That's how it works.
Who set that up?
I did. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, good talking to you, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Mike Passarello, the head coach of the Fireless Falcons, joining us here at Wolfie's as part of our 2016 high school football preview.